Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, January 13th, 2014, and today we continue our discussion of 2013 problems and how they extend into 2014 and beyond by finishing last Friday's discussion of how we got this way and also by looking at civil liberties and the state of civil liberties here in 2014. Last Friday, we talked about power and its corrupting influence, and also that power itself is corrupt. This has led to much fraud and deception, as power holders and power seekers scramble to gain and hold on to power. Our system of government is a divided form of republic, wherein we, the people, vote for representatives to hold government office and vote for us or vote in our place. The president's position in this is no more significant than the legislature and courts. In fact, Congress comes first in the constitutional separation of powers. Article 1, Section 1 says all legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in the Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Senate and House of Representatives. This means that only Congress can legislate or make law. The president is not legally empowered to make law, and when Congress allows him to do so, it is an unconstitutional surrender of their authority. The president cannot legally legislate through executive orders or by changing and amending laws at his pleasure. In fact, the president cannot legally refuse to enforce laws legitimately passed by Congress because he is required to see that the laws are faithfully executed. As we all know, the president is not empowered to declare war or make war on his own authority. Presidents naturally want more and more power, the nature of power being what it is. The president wants more of it. He wants to be king or to be an elected dictator, and Congress, through its cowardice and corruption, has ceded that authority to him. That has allowed the president, often with congressional authority, to run roughshod over civil liberties. Civil liberties are in dire shape in 2014, much worse than under George Bush. The Patriot Act and National Defense Authorization Act have allowed the president to arrest and imprison anyone he chooses without trial, without right to counsel, and without even formal charges. He now claims the right to listen to all telephone conversations and read all emails. And this obvious desecration of the Fourth Amendment prohibition of warrantless searches and seizures is often backed up by Congress and even by the courts. The First Amendment right to freedom of religion, speech, press, and to peaceably assemble are all violated constantly. See Alan Corwin's book, Bomb Jokes at Airports, for a good discussion of freedom of speech violations right here in America in 2014. The courts are struggling now with the president's denial of the right to practice one's religion as one sees fit. The president attacked freedom of press by investigating reporters who tried to report the truth and by holding secret briefings with favored reporters. Some of the violations of the Bill of Rights are so obvious they hardly bear mention, such as the Second Amendment's right to keep and bear arms. Even the Sixth Amendment right to trial by jury for criminal defendants is under attack by the National Defense Authorization Act and the president's claim that he can kill without arrest, trial, or charges. And so Congress and the judiciary, having surrendered their authority to an all-powerful executive, means that the law itself is now corrupt and can no longer be trusted. Hundreds of years of transcendent civilization is now reversing itself. And for 2014, I see this continuing and getting worse until it all collapses and gets really bad. Then perhaps it will get better. In closing, I will leave you with a quote from Winston Churchill. Quoting Mr. Churchill, "The essential aspects of democracy are the freedom of the individual within the framework of laws passed by Parliament to order his life as he pleases, and the uniform enforcement of tribunals independent of the executive. The laws are based on Magna Carta, habeas corpus, the petition of right, and others. Without this foundation, there can be no freedom or civilization. Anyone being at the mercy of officials and liable to be spied upon and betrayed even in his own home. As long as these rights are defended, the foundations of freedom are secure, I see no reason why democracies should not be able to defend themselves without sacrificing these fundamental values. Well, that is Mr. Winston Churchill. Now, folks, finally, join me Wednesday for a discussion of foreign policy trends for 2014 and what I see happening there. Until then, folks, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.